In which case, where exactly are justice and injustice to be found in it? In which of the elements we have examined have they made their appearance? Speaking for myself, Socrates, he said, I've no idea, unless I suppose it is in some sort of need which those elements have of one another. I think that may be the right answer, I said. We must examine it without hesitation. Let's look first at the way people will spend their time in an economy of this kind. Won't it be that they produce bread and wine and clothing and shoes? They will build themselves houses. In summer, they will go about their work lightly clad and barefoot, and in winter, they will be properly clothed and shod. They will live on barley meal and wheat flour, kneading and baking these. They will have fine barley cakes or wheat loaves served on reeds or fresh leaves. They will eat lying on straw beds covered with bryony and myrtle. They can live very well like this, they and their children, drinking wine after their meals, wearing garlands on their heads, and singing the praises of the gods. They will live quite happily with one another. They will have no more children than they can afford, and they will avoid poverty and war. At this point, Glaucon interrupted. No art of cookery, apparently, for these people you describe as living so well? That's a good point, I said. I forgot that they will have the art of cookery. Obviously, they will use salt and olives and cheese, and they will boil the usual country dishes of wild roots and vegetables. And for dessert, we can offer them figs and chickpeas and beans. And they will roast myrtle berries and acorns in front of the fire, with a modest amount to drink. In this way, living lives which are peaceful and in all probability healthy, they will die in old age, handing down the same way of life to their descendants. If you were organising a city of pigs, Socrates, isn't that just how you would feed them? Well, what sort of meals should we give them, Glaucon? I asked. The kind we're used to. If they're going to eat in comfort, they should lie on couches, eat off tables, and have the cooked dishes and desserts which people today have. I see, I replied. So we're not just looking at the origin of a city, apparently. We're looking at the origin of a luxurious city. Maybe that's not such a bad idea. If we look at that sort of city, we may perhaps see the point where justice and injustice come into existence in cities. I think the true city, the healthy version, as it were, is the one we have just described. But let's look also at the swollen and inflamed city, if that is what you prefer. We can easily do that. What's to stop us? All this, and this way of life, will not, it seems, be enough for some people. They will have couches and tables and other furniture in addition, and cooked dishes, of course, and incense, perfumes, call girls, cakes, every variety of all these things. As for those needs we talked about at the beginning, we can no longer prescribe only the bare necessities, housing, clothing and shoes. We must introduce painting and decoration and start using gold and ivory and all those sorts of things, mustn't we? Yes. So, once again, we must enlarge our city, since our first healthy city is no longer big enough. We must fill it with a great mass and multitude of things which are no longer what cities must have as a matter of necessity. For example, we must have hunters of all kinds, artists, all those using figure and colour for their imitations, and those using music, poets and their assistants, reciters, actors, dancers, producers, and the makers of all sorts of goods, especially those used for making women look beautiful. What's more, we shall need more people in service. Don't you think we shall need attendants for our sons, wet nurses, nannies, hairdressers, barbers, not to mention cooks and chefs? And besides those, we shall need people to keep pigs as well. We didn't have them in our earlier city, since there was no need for them, but in this city there will be a need for them, as also for all sorts of other livestock, in case anyone wants them to eat. Isn't that right? Of course. And living like this, will we have much greater need of doctors than we did before? Yes, much greater.